New Year's Eve, clear and cold, low 39.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan, the Insurance Man.
It's a Tuesday afternoon already once again, and Dan is in the studio, and he's been busy here talking to clients right up until broadcast time, I'll tell you what. So what have you got in store for us today, Dan?
Well, you know what? There's so much going on in the insurance world right now that I'm going to start with what I would consider a couple of public service announcements.
All right.
So if I can find the right sheet of paper here in my stack of papers, here we go. Here's one of them. So I'll start with this one. So on Wednesday, or actually on October 11th, from 1 to 3 p.m., if you have questions about your health insurance, whether Medicare or under 65, if you're not 65 yet and you just need help with insurance in general.
That'll be a Friday, October 11th?
That is. It's Friday, October 11th from 1 to 3 at the Starling at Nocatee Independent Living Facility. I will be there, and you can call 904-686-7200 to RSVP. There'll be light refreshments during that time as well. And you want to reach out. You can call 904-686-7200 to RSVP for October 11th, Friday, October 11th from 1 to 3 p.m. We'll go over Medicare and health insurance in general. And that is at the Starling at Nocatee at 885 Crosswater Parkway. That's Ponte Vedra, Florida, 32081. And again, you can RSVP by calling 904-686-7200 and RSVP that you'll be attending. And then next week on Tuesday at Seasons 52, I will be there participating in a Medicare seminar. So that one is really gauged for people who are 50 years or older and need to know Social Security planning. So it's really a Social Security seminar for those that are 50 or older to plan for future retirement, some of the things they need to be aware of. And again, you need to RSVP for that as well, because there are some snacks and tea and coffee available. So we need to have the right number. We need to know who's going to be attending. So we do need an RSVP for that as well. So again, there's a Social Security seminar at Seasons 52 next week on Tuesday, October 15th. If you'd like to attend, reach out to Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900. Ask for Dan, the Insurance Man. I'll be happy to take your RSVP and make sure you're on the list to attend. And again, so the first one is this October 11th from 1 to 3 at Starling at Nocatee at 885 Crosswater Parkway, Ponte Vedra, Florida, 32081. And then the phone number to call to RSVP for that event is 904-686-7200. Just call and say you want to attend the health insurance seminar on October 11th. And then if you want to do the Social Security seminar on October 15th, reach out to me, Dan, the Insurance Man, at Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900. And then if you have questions for today during today's show, reach out to us at 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And again, you're listening to WBOB 600 AM and 101.1 FM. And then, so kind of moving on, and I'll make another announcement on those public service, that public service announcement later on in the show, probably after the mid-show break. And then
after the half hour?
Yeah, after the half hour.
The bottom of the hour break? There we go.
And so, you know, I guess we're going to go over, I've had some clients call me about their homeowner's insurance, things that they can do that, you know, save money. So we're going to start 12 ways to lower your homeowner insurance costs.
12 ways.
12 ways.
Okay.
We got a dozen.
All right. According we'll get a couple of them in here. We've got a few minutes before the break. So
yeah. Well, actually, it says 12, but I only got 9 on the sheet. So it's really 9 ways to save money.
But those 3 others. Wow.
Yeah. Somehow I left one of my pages of notes behind, so it's 9. We're just going to go over 9 of them.
And those
today.
3 mysterious ones will come along maybe next week.
Yeah, that's right. They might, or reading some of these might jog my memory into what some of these other 3 might be. I'm sure that there's 3 that I'll come up with. I can come up with on my own.
Oh, all right.
So first one, it's kind of a no-brainer. Everybody does it already. They shop around.
Mm-hmm. And okay? Shopping sometimes brings about a discount, doesn't it?
It does. You know, when it comes to homeowners insurance, I hate to say it, but it's true. Loyalty to the insurance company does not get you a lower rate.
Wow.
Lower rates come because you shop the rates, you shop the insurance, and you find a company that wants to give you a lower rate.
And they want your business.
Because they want your business. So they'll do it. Now, there's reasons why you may not be able to shop the rate. Okay. You may not be able to shop the rate because maybe you have some excessive claim history. Maybe in the last couple of years, you had a pipe burst in your house and you've had a water claim. And insurance companies are very hesitant to take homes that may have water claim history.
Mm-hmm.
They want to make sure that that claim has been fixed. Because the likelihood, if you have a water claim, even if it's not a major one, even if it's only a couple of $1,000s,
right?
If you've had one in the last year, statistically, as far as the insurance company is concerned, within the next 2 years, you will have another claim for a significant amount of money.
So that sends a red flag to them if that's part of your history.
That is correct.
So that could impede you from getting a better offer.
That is correct.
Mm.
That is correct. And if an insurance company is willing to offer you the opportunity to move, it's probably not going to be as great a price as a deep a discount on the new homeowner's quote because they're going to build into their rate the risk that you may suffer another water claim.
So that's just bad timing, I guess.
Right. So if you can't move, because maybe you're in an area that just also insurance companies don't like to write, like the beach. So you have less insurance companies offering insurance out there. So it might be harder to find a company that's going to insure you.
Even though those properties are more desirable in a certain way.
Yes.
From an insurance point, they're a little more risky, right?
That is correct. So, you know, I hear the music. So, you know, number 2 is you raise your deductibles. That will help lower the cost of your insurance. So I know we got less than a minute. So we're going to pick up after the break with the rest of these.
Raising your deductibles is probably the easiest way without even changing a company if you wanted to. Right?
That's correct. Yep. Yeah, and the more you raise your deductible, the less you're going to pay. So, again, you know, we have all these open lines at the moment. So if you have questions, again, doesn't matter what type of insurance question you have, I'll answer it for you. Give us a call, 831-0600.
That's right. Dan, the insurance man, he's got the answers to your insurance questions, whatever they may be. Give us a call right here. Talk Radio WBOB.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
The Wright Brothers, Laurel and Hardy, Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The right partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuckman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, boaters insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. You've heard me talk about the Rolex my grandfather gave me for graduating from college. But there's something else you need to know about Rolex watches from an official Rolex jeweler for over 60 years. If you own a Rolex, probably today more than ever before, if you need that Rolex serviced, you should only visit an official Rolex jeweler. In North Florida, there are four, with Underwood's three stores and Mayer's has one. Anybody else claiming to work on Rolex has no direct access to parts, and the use of non-authentic Rolex parts jeopardizes your Rolex from both an authenticity and a value standpoint. At Underwoods, we have state-of-the-art Rolex repair shops, both designed and outfitted by Rolex and staffed by Rolex watch technicians trained by Rolex. And best of all, our shop is on-premise, so your Rolex will never leave Jacksonville, and our Rolex repairs carry a 2-year warranty. At Underwoods, in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Pontevedra.
Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan, the Insurance Man, on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
All right, Dan, the Insurance Man, is indeed on the air live and local here in Jacksonville on Talk Radio WBOB. You can give him a call if you want to get in the conversation, 904-831-0600. He's talking about ways you can save on your homeowner's insurance. Been getting a lot of inquiries about that, Dan?
I have. There have been a lot of people calling me lately asking me, you know, hey, I want to shop my homeowners and see if I can get a lower rate. So again, if you have a question, give us a call, 831-0600, and then you can also reach me off the air at Thomas & Associates at 730-3900. So, you know, we kind of left off at number two, which is raise your deductible. So, you know, there's several levels that you can raise your deductible. Generally, most insurance policies are sold with a $1,000 deductible, but you can go to $2,500, mm-hmm. You can go to $5,000. And some insurance companies are now allowing you to do 2% of the home value.
But that's if you have the available cash or the reserve funds, and that's not going to be a problem.
That is correct. You know, if you choose a deductible, you know, you should be aware that, you know, if you choose a $5,000 deductible, it's going to save you significantly on your homeowner's insurance. But if you have a claim, you're going to be paying the first $5,000.
And maybe several times if you're not reaching over that five, right?
That's correct. Because each time something happens, if it's not more than $5,000, you're not going to want to file a claim with the insurance company. You're going to just pay for it out of pocket.
And I imagine no matter what your deductible is, if you have several claims within a short amount of time, then your insurance is going to go up anyway.
Yeah, it's either going to go up or get canceled because for filing excessive claims.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I
see. And it's also going to mess you up if you try to shop it because the shared reporting that the insurance companies participate in are going to show that you filed a claim. Even if it was a $0 claim, even if nothing was ever paid out on it, it will show that you filed a claim.
Now, today there's nothing that's very secret.
No, it's not. Here's number three. And this is an area that a lot of people get confused on. It's okay. It is very confusing. Don't confuse what you paid for your house with what it would cost to rebuild your house. The market value of the house has nothing to do with how much it would cost to rebuild the house if something catastrophic were to happen. A fire where half the house burned down, a fire that burned the entire house down, a tornado, something that destroys the house or does such a significant amount of damage that you got to demolish the house and rebuild it from the ground up.
Now, normally, in your experience, say somebody has a $500,000 house and it gets completely devastated for whatever reason, is it usually less than that to rebuild the house or more? Or is that a bad question?
It's not a bad question, but the truth is I've seen it where a house is worth $500,000 in the market as far as the market value.
Right.
But I've seen where it would cost $600,000 to rebuild it.
Wow.
And I've seen it the opposite. You could buy the house for $500, but the rebuild value is only $350 or $375. So it just all depends on how the house was constructed, the materials that were used on it, the age of the house, and that's about it. I mean, how much somebody will pay to live in the house, to buy the house from you, just has nothing to do. Like my house, I like to use my house as an example. My house was built in 1955.
Mm-hmm.
It's an all brick house,
which is good.
It is the tiles that are in the bathroom, the original bathroom, because it was really originally built as a two bedroom, one bath home until some additions were put into it. But the original bathroom has the tiles are what are known as mud set tiles. They don't build it like that anymore.
Was that a better way?
Yeah, based on the guy who came in to give me a quote on remodeling the bathroom, he said it's impossible to take these tiles out of the wall without destroying the entire wall.
I guess they must be pretty well attached.
So they're very well attached. The walls in my house are not drywall; they're plastered walls, so they're very thick. I hate trying to put, I hate hanging things on my wall because
you can't even get the nail in.
It's very hard to get the nail in. So I don't hang a lot on my walls.
All right.
For that reason. Not without using a drill and usually an anchor and stuff to make. So, you know.
So that your house was built in 55. So imagine it was probably hard to get cable TV in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had to put the cables through the wall.
Yeah. They had to have like a huge drill bit and actually drill through the brick and everything.
Makes sense. Yep.
So again, you know, you just need to make sure that you remember that what it costs to rebuild your house is not necessarily what it would cost to buy your house.
So I guess it's important that you just get the insurance coverage that's going to exceed whatever might be the possibility of a problem, right?
Yes. You don't want to exceed it by too much because then you're overinsured.
Right. But you at least want to be able to cover it. But I guess you go into that detail when you explain the options to your, to your client that this is what it'll cost. And you can pretty well tell that to them, correct?
I can. Mm-hmm. I can. The other thing that you want to do, and this one's a little harder nowadays, if you can buy your home and your auto policy from the same insurance company so that you can bundle the two, you usually can pick up a pretty good discount.
A lot of folks like
bundling.
That. Yeah, very convenient too, because you're dealing with one agency, and that's probably helpful.
Right. It's very difficult now to find a company that will actually bundle. But there's still a couple out there.
So they don't do that as much as they used to?
Now, Farmers does it, but they're new in the state. State Farm used to do it, but they really don't. They don't do that anymore. Nationwide, I don't think Nationwide does it anymore. It's very difficult.
Wow. So I guess that That's a later trend, right?
They do in other states. Don't get me wrong. They just don't do it in Florida.
In Florida. Why, is Florida a little wild? Oh, well, that's right. I do the traffic. I know about that.
You can make your home more disaster resistant. So you can add storm shutters, things like that, that make your home less likely to suffer damage or something breaking in the window and causing water to come in from a storm. So that, you know, hurricane shutters and stuff like that, that you can use to improve the damage resistance of your home. Home security is another great thing that you can do. So having having an alarm system, usually what the insurance company is looking for is not one of these home alarms that just ties to your phone, but one that ties to a central monitoring site that calls the police or the fire department in the event that they register that there's a problem in that. But let me tell you, you can if you at least have a smoke detector in your house, that will generate at up to a 5% discount depending on the insurance company. And again, and some companies offer to cut your premium as much as 15 or 20% if you have a sprinkler system in your house. That's a big savings. And then of course there's another 3 to 5% for a fire alarm or burglar alarm that ties to a central monitoring station or directly to the police. That gives you some benefits as well. There are some other discounts that you can seek out. So if an insurance company bundles or allows bundling, if they don't do auto insurance, maybe they sell another insurance like boat insurance or an umbrella policy, and you can bundle your home and your umbrella and your boat insurance, your motorcycle insurance, depends on the company, and you can get some bundling discounts. American Integrity is a company that I represent. They're one of the companies that you can access if you do your homeowners. You can, for multiple homes, if you have two homes like a vacation home or something, you can get bundling discounts for multiple homes, a bundling discount for an umbrella policy. If you have a boat and you get it through American Integrity, you can bundle it with your home and get a discount that way. So there's all sorts of ways that you can potentially serve or save money. Maintaining a good credit record. Nowadays, it never used to be this way, but nowadays everything is based on your credit. If you don't have a good credit, you're going to pay more for your home, for your insurance, your car insurance, your home insurance.
So they look at all three bureaus usually?
They do what's known as a soft hit.
Mm-hmm.
They don't actually pull your credit. Most of the insurance companies don't pull your credit report, but they pull enough information to know where you are in your credit.
An overview. They can get a soft hit on it.
Exactly. And so they know. If you have bad credit, you're going to pay more for your auto insurance. You're going to pay more for your homeowner's insurance. You're just going to pay more. And they know it statistically. They know that, you know, if somebody has a bad credit score, there's a likely chance that they're going to lapse the policy somewhere in that contract period.
I don't know if we talked about it before. Was there such a thing as an insurance rating for a consumer?
There is an insurance rating for a consumer, and it's pulled by these soft hits.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different score than the insurance company uses, or than the credit rating, but it is available. And again, it does play into how much you're going to pay for your insurance.
So they may be looking at more than one score then.
That's correct.
Wow.
I'm sure we've got just a few seconds left. So give us a call, 831-0600. Ask your questions.
Dan, the insurance man, back in the fly.
Talk radio. 600 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Protesters who broke into the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad today have retreated and set up several tents outside where they intend to stage a sit-in. Dozens of Iraqi Shiite militiamen and their supporters smashed a main door and set fire to a reception area in one of the worst attacks on the embassy in recent memory. They were angered by deadly airstrikes targeting an Iran-backed militia. Military officials say the man charged with stabbing five people during a Hanukkah celebration in New York last weekend was removed from the Marines due to a, quote, fraudulent enlistment. The Marine Corps declined to provide details on the suspect's separation, but confirmed he was removed in late 2002, about a month after he began boot camp. He faces federal hate crime charges after prosecutors said he used a machete to wound five people inside a rabbi's home north of New York City Saturday evening. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good afternoon, I'm Nikki Whaley. The death of an elderly Duval couple is believed to be a case of murder-suicide. Husband and wife Tom and Joyce Maldine were found shot to death yesterday in a home in Atlantic Beach on Garden Lane. Neighbors say that Joyce had dementia. One neighbor tells Action News Jax he believes Tom shot her and took his own life as an act of love. If you're planning to tie one on tonight to ring in the new year, take precautions such as naming a designated driver. And AAA is again offering the Tow2Go program, providing a free ride home for you and your car. AAA's Holly Green says you don't have to be a member to use it.
All the individual has to do is give us a call, or they can have someone call in their behalf.
The number is 855-2-TOW-2-GO. That's Jacksonville dot radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You're seeing some major slowdowns on the west side because of an accident on the west beltway on I-295 northbound at the ramp from Collins Road. That on-ramp is closed because of that crash. Also, another accident on I-10 westbound at the ramp from the exit at Chaffee Road to be aware of. Sunny and cool today with a high 63. Tonight for New Year's Eve, clear and cold, low 39.
Tax problems can be extremely stressful and cause financial devastation. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville to be your personal advocate and resolve your IRS or state sales tax issues. J. David Tax Law focuses on your needs and case outcomes. Don't be fooled by out-of-town tax companies that focus only on signing you up without even working with an attorney. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. If you have federal or state sales tax debt, payroll taxes, bank levies, wage garnishments, tax liens, or unfiled returns, have a sit down with J. David Tax Law and get the help you need. Never trust your tax situation to anyone you can't walk in and look in the eye. Call J. David Tax Law for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or a phone call away.
American Electrical Contracting over on St. Augustine Road is expanding, and they need electricians. They offer top wages along with a benefit plan second to none. Paid holidays, vacation, 401k with match, bonus plan for all employees. A third-year electrician will get about 6 weeks pay they did not have to work for. That's right, 6 weeks. 3 weeks vacation, six paid holidays, 2 weeks pay for bonus. Who does that? American Electrical. That's who. Call 737-7770 or drop by their office on St. Augustine Road.
Insurance. You never want to have to use it, but you're thankful it's there when you need it. Let's get back to Dan, the Insurance Man, on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Well, Dan is back with some ways you can save on your home insurance. He's been getting a lot of inquiries about that lately, so that's part of what we're doing this afternoon right here on WBOB, and you can give us a call at 904-831-0600 on what Dan is talking about, or any insurance question for that matter. Dan, what's going on?
All right. So I said that we were going to do the public service announcement again here at
after the bottom of the hour?
The bottom of the hour, which we just did. So, all right. So we got two seminars. I'm going to be doing two seminars here. One is on October 11th, which is this Friday.
This Friday coming up.
Yep, at from 1 to 3 p.m. at Starling at Nocatee. The address is 885 Crosswater Parkway. That's Ponte Vedra, Florida, 32081. And the phone number you want to call to RSVP is 904-686-7200. That's 904-686-7200. And you want to RSVP because it's going to be there's going to be some catered, some refreshments, and some light snacks. And so I hate the idea of running out of food. So I want to make sure that we know who's going to be coming so that we have enough refreshments to go around and not run out.
That sounds awesome. And that's actually in the Nocatee community where that's going to be.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. And then the second, now that's a Medicare seminar and health insurance seminar. And then on Tuesday, October 15th, at around 6:45 p.m. at Seasons 52, I will be doing, I'll be hosting a Social Security seminar. And that's something for people who are planning to retire, maybe have just retired. And it will have some tips, some tricks, some strategies on what to do for Social Security to maximize your earnings and everything. And for that, again, I'm asking for an RSVP, again, because there's going to be refreshments available, and I want to make sure that I don't run out of food. So, please give me a call. You can reach out to me, Dan, the Insurance Man, at 730-3900 at Thomas & Associates. And you can just ask for me. If you get my voicemail, just leave me your name, your number, and so I can call back and confirm the number of people attending the event so that we make sure that there's plenty of refreshments to go around.
That's always an important topic, Social Security, especially as you're getting closer to it or just about ready to take it.
That is correct. And then so kind of moving on, with homeowners, a lot of people own dogs. And so I've recently had some people reach out to me and say, hey, I want to make sure that my dog is covered in the event it bites someone, that my insurance will cover. I have, proper insurance. So, there's about 10 dog breeds that maybe 12 or so that kind of throw up red flags. They're kind of blacklisted by the insurance companies. It's not because they hate dogs. It's just because statistically, these dogs behave badly in certain situations.
Certain breeds. Now, I'm just going to imagine one of them probably would be a pit bull.
That is correct.
How did I guess that?
It's a pit bull and pit bull mixes. So if you have a dog that's even bred with a pit bull, it could be an American mutt.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's got pit bull in it,
wow,
that's it. We're
not talking about the singer.
But, no.
But pit bulls are pretty popular here, so that could be an issue.
Right. German shepherds. And, a lot of German shepherds are friendly dogs, but, they have a history. Rottweilers, Presa Canarios, Chow Chows. Chow Chows seem so lovable and so because of their fluffiness and everything. But they have kind of a bad reputation. Dobermans, again, reputation that they're used for attack dogs and for protecting, outdoor facilities and chained in areas and stuff like that. So, Akitas, Staffordshire Terriers. Now these aren't your little terriers not the cute little terriers that, people see, jumping up and down and stuff like that. These are the bigger terriers, that the smaller terriers were bred from. So the Staffordshire Terriers, they're also a type of pit bull and or mastiff as well. Any kind of a wolf hybrid. So if you have a dog that's been bred with a wolf, that's a no-no. It's going to be very difficult.
Whoa.
Mastiffs, even the American Mastiff. They're big dogs and, My personal thing is I've never seen a mean mastiff. They all seem to be, you know, little babies, little babies at heart. But apparently the insurance companies think otherwise.
Because of the size of the dog?
I think it's mostly because of the size. But they've also been used for trained for hunting and for protecting buildings and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Great Danes. Another big dog. Siberian Huskies and Alaskan Malamutes. And you know what? And this list is not necessarily inclusive. One insurance company might say Mastiffs are okay, and another insurance company might say they're not.
So that's an issue where you'd have to be shopping around again.
Right. The easiest thing is if your insurance company doesn't accept the dog, you're not left out in the cold. What you do is you reach out to somebody like me. I get you a quote for a dog liability policy, and we can put a dog liability policy in place, mm-hmm. and you have protection.
We want protection. We love our pets.
That's right.
Yeah, you've got a question online. We have Philip on line one about a septic issue.
Go right ahead. Hey, Philip, yeah, how are you doing?
I'm all right. I've got some tree root intrusion in my septic line under the house, and how can I get that covered by homeowner's insurance?
Wow, that's a good one. I don't know how much are you. What's the estimated repair going to be, and what's your deductible?
Well, I don't really have an estimate to repair it. I know there's a couple of ways they can go about it with some type of a. There's a treatment that goes inside the pipe and creates a new pipe with some kind of a resin in there, or absolutely, you know, dig up the floor and do it that way, replace the pipe. But I haven't got, and I want to know if I can get that covered one way or the other.
That's a tough one. I don't know. I would hate to say, you know, I would have to do some research on that one because I don't know off the top of my head whether an insurance company is going to want to take that as a claim or not. There's just a couple of things that that may or may not. I'll tell you what I would do. I don't have his. You know what? I do have his number. What am I thinking? So you have a copy of his book right here in front of me. I'm going to give you a phone number here.
Okay.
You want to reach out to Mark Goldwich.
Okay.
He's a personal adjuster.
Okay.
And his phone number is, where is his phone number? Here it is. It's 800-523-2589.
All right.
Reach out to him. Let him know. Tell him I recommended that you reach out to him.
Okay.
I think he might be able to tell you whether or not you have a claim, because he deals with a lot of insurance companies and claims issues. And
yeah.
you might have a claim there. You may not, but before you don't want to reach out to your insurance company, because the first thing that they're going to tell you is, well, we can't tell you if you have a claim until you actually file a claim, and then we apply the policy to it, and then you've given yourself a little black check mark by your name if they come back and say, oh, that's not something we'll cover. So I'd reach out to Mark, because he'll probably be able to steer you in the right direction as to whether or not to file a claim with your insurance company.
Okay. All right. So you wouldn't know then if it isn't covered by homeowner's insurance, what other type of, is there any other kind of a rider that you can get to cover that, or is that?
No. And I like I said, I would have to, I'd have to do some more research on it myself to let you know whether you'd have a claim or not. If you want, reach out to me off the air, 904-730-3900. And we can talk some more, and then I can do some research and then reach back out to you.
Okay. All right, Dan. Appreciate the help.
You're welcome.
Very good. Time? That was Philip had a good question there.
He did. That was a stumper, too.
We'll be right back with Dan Dan, the Insurance Man, on Talk Radio WBOB.
The forensic analyst searched for clues to the house fire.
Could that be
starch? Suddenly, it came together. The fire was started by
an over-microwaved potato?
Covered. July 25th, 2015. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
Over the past 2 years, your home has likely increased considerably in value. In fact, depending on where you live and many other factors, your home has probably increased at least 10% in the last 24 months. And many homes are appraising at increases of 25% or more. So, are you insured for the difference? If you haven't requoted your home insurance lately, the answer could be no. Requote your home today with American Integrity's online quote tool. It's fast, stress-free, and completely anonymous. And best of all, it's free. At American Integrity, we're Floridians just like you, so we know that a big storm isn't a matter of if, but when. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. If you've never compared rates on your home insurance, don't wait. There's a chance you might not be insured for the true value of your home. Visit WeProtectJacksonville.com to use our free online quote tool. Get a free quote today at WeProtectJacksonville.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and I'm proud to say that Underwoods is the longest-standing member of the American Gem Society in the state of Florida. That's important because the American Gem Society promotes professionalism inside the business, and most important because of how it protects the customer. Gemstones are like most things, and you have to have the knowledge about them before you can tell the truth about them. That's where the American Gem Society fits in. They're the organization that certifies gemologists and registered jewelers and certifies sales associates with professional titles. Then to ensure that we stay up to date with these gemological advances, we re-win our titles by passing a written test every year. And now I'm proud to say Underwoods has the largest credentialed American Gem Society staff east of the Mississippi River. So if you're interested in diamonds and jewelry and want real professional help, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
With the answers to all of your insurance questions, let's get back to Dan Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Well, Dan, this hour is going by pretty quickly. We're in our last segment already here, but there's still time to talk to Dan, of course, at 904-831-0600. And what's your office number again, Dan?
It's 904 Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900.
All right.
You know, and, you know, like I said, feel free. Give me a call off the air if you're a little shy and don't want to ask your question on the air. You know, we've kind of been talking about homeowners. Again, this last segment I want to devote to Medicare. There are some big changes coming to Medicare, especially with the prescription drug plans. A lot of the major companies have made changes to their prescription drug plans. CVS and Aetna merged. The federal regulators said, hey, to approve this merger, Aetna, you need to sell your Part D prescription drug plans off. So they sold it to a company called WellCare. WellCare, of course, they bought the prescription drug plans and they immediately made changes to them.
All right. Well, yeah, but WellCare has been around for a while, too.
Yes, but this is the first year that they're actually running a prescription drug plan program.
Wow. Because they had the Advantage plans, but not the one you're talking about.
Correct. And so, you know, The big thing will be, you know, how well they manage the prescription drug plan program, and do they make money managing it or do they lose money managing it? But they made changes to some of their plans. Humana made significant changes to some of their plans. Florida Blue retired one of their plans. United Healthcare, I think they made some moderate changes to their plans.
Is there more than normal the changes this year because of that CVS and Aetna?
No, I don't know. It seemed to be the year of changes for prescription drug plans.
Oh, I see. just the timing.
SilverScript made some significant changes to their plans. Mm-hmm. They retired two of their plans and only kept two. Their low cost plan, which was always a zero deductible plan, now has a $250 deductible for 2020.
There goes that zero.
Exactly. So there's, like I said, there are some significant changes in the prescription drug world. So if you use a prescription drug plan, you should make sure that you shop those rates, and shop the plans to see if there's a company out there that's going to that's going to charge you less to get your prescription, for your prescriptions, and charge mm-hmm. you less per month for the plan.
And now's the time. Now, I guess we're 1 week away from October 15th.
Now's the time to start figuring out which plan's going to cover all your medications and which one's going to charge you the least amount per month to do it. And then, of course, big changes when it comes to Medicare supplements. This is the last year for F plans, and for the F as in Frank plan. That's going away. Well, it's going away for everybody new. It's going to be grandfathered for anybody who's already on it.
You can still get it. You told me
a few weeks ago,
right? But you can still get it before the 1st of January.
That is correct. But after the 1st of January, you turning 65 after January 1, 2020, no soup for you when it comes to the F supplement. It's not going to be available to you. So a lot of big changes coming to Medicare. So you should make sure that you're set and you're ready for it. So again, big changes in the Medicare Advantage market as well. So you need to make sure that you're shopping and you're checking to see what the plans out there are offering to see if there is something better out there. Medicare has allowed the insurance companies to add additional benefits to some of their plans. And if you have like chronic health conditions like COPD or type 2 diabetes or diabetes or type 1 or type 2 diabetes or some sort of a heart condition, Medicare has allowed the insurance companies to add additional services for people with these type of chronic health conditions. Mm-hmm. So, but they're tied to Advantage plans, not to supplements.
Right to the Advantage plan itself. And of course, there's original Medicare, but the Advantage plans have become very popular over the last many years.
I would not recommend anybody just do original Medicare.
I figured you were going to say that, but there is such a thing. If you don't elect, if you turn 65 and you don't elect to get an Advantage plan, guess what? Well, you're going on.
You're going on original Medicare, and then you're going to be sweating bullets the entire year.
Until you can change.
That you don't suffer from a catastrophic medical condition, because then you're subject to 20% of all the medical charges.
Wow.
and hospitalization and stuff like that. You've got deductibles from your Part A, which is hospitalization, and then you've got you owe 20% on all of your medical expenses.
That's the high way to go.
It is. And I tell people all the time, if you have $1,000 medical expense, well, that's nothing to reach into your pocket for $200. Okay? Anybody can, most people can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But you get a $100,000 bill.
Probably not going to.
And now you're reaching into your pocket for $20,000. Well, that's a significant chunk of change. So that's right. And do you want to pay that to the doctors and to the hospitals, or do you want to keep that in your bank account and in your pocket to spend on fun stuff? So you need to make sure, coming up that you're reviewing your health insurance, your Medicare insurance, whether it's a Medicare Advantage plan, a supplement, a Part D prescription drug plan, whatever it is, you should be reviewing it. You should be reviewing it with a professional like myself, If not me, a professional that you trust. And then be careful, because what's going to happen is every year I see this, every so often there is a bad seed out there who will tell you stories and make things up to try to get you to change into a plan that they're representing. So I usually tell people, if you're feeling high pressured, that may not be the right person to deal with. You should not have to feel high pressure in making a decision, whatever that decision is, whether you want to work with someone, whether you want to take somebody's advice or not take their advice. You should not have to feel high pressure to do that. So, you know, my biggest recommendation is that whoever you're talking to, whether it's myself or somebody else that you like or trust, even if it's a family member, if you're feeling pressured, or if you feel pressure that you have to make a decision a certain way, and your gut's telling you, I don't know that that's the right thing to do, then it may not be the right thing to do, and you may need to get a second opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So,
a lot of decisions.
It is. It's a lot of decisions. So if you have a question, we've got how much time do we have left, AJ?
We're approaching that 2-minute mark.
So we got a little bit of time to take maybe one or two calls. So give us a call, 904-831-0600. That's here on the air. And if you're a little shy and you want to reach out to me off the air, Dan, the insurance man, I'm at Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900. And so, again, Medicare is very important. Bear in mind, again, significant changes coming up to it. So you want to make sure that you talk to somebody this year to go over those changes and make sure that everything is in place for you correctly. And
I guess you'll be giving that seminar this coming Friday, right?
That is correct.
On Medicare will be part of the topic, or the topic.
Well, yeah, it'll primarily be the topic, which will be Medicare. And again, that's at Starling at Nocatee, 885 Crosswater Parkway, Ponte Vedra, Florida, 32081. You can call 904-686-7200. That is the phone number to RSVP for the Medicare seminar this Friday, October 11th, 2019. And then you can, if you want to attend the Social Security seminar, at Seasons 52, then next week on Tuesday, August 15th in the evening.
You mean on October 15th?
Yeah, October 15th.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
In the evening, reach out to me at reach out to Thomas & Associates. Ask for Dan, the insurance man, 904-730-3900.
And that'll be a week from today?
That's a week from today.
So are you going to still come in the studio?
I am. Yep, I've got plenty of time.
Is it after the show?
It's after the show.
Oh, there we go. I was wondering, you got Seasons 52. I mean, that's all right.
Yeah, yeah. So you get to hear me on the radio, and then if you attend the seminar, you get to see me at the seminar and stuff.
That'd be great.
So again, I guess we're coming up to the end of the show here.
Man, we've got it covered, and you're going to be out and about. So Dan, the insurance man, meet him in person. And he will give you some very, very good information. I can guarantee you that. So, Dan, have a great week. Have some good Medicare advice coming up this Friday, okay?
Thanks, AJ. You too.
All right, guys. Have a great week. Thanks for listening. Talk Radio WBOB.